Country 600 CJWW. I'm so pleased to be joined by Jason McCoy on the phone. Jason, getting into summertime, it's always busy for everyone involved. You've just been to Yorkton here not recently for another music festival. You're going to be back in Humboldt Saturday, June 15th for the Living Skies Music Festival. Starting off, we'll get right into it. What's it like coming back to Saskatchewan and performing at all these festivals?
Oh, I don't know. Saskatchewan's great. They always say Nashville's the home of country music. I'd have to beg to differ and say it's Saskatchewan. It's one of my favorite. Well, it's probably, you know what? Don't tell the other provinces, but I think it's one of my favorites. I just love the landscape and everything. But Saskatoon itself, I got a lot of memories. I don't know who out there would remember this, but we used to play 6 nights a week years ago before you were born. And we used to play a place called the Bar K. And every Wednesday night, they would have a live broadcast on CJWW. So it was really cool because it was my first time really ever playing on the radio. You just play covers. It was on the air for about an hour, but it was so cool.
That sounds like such a cool event, and I think you're right. That's probably way before my time. Down in Humboldt at the Living Skies Music Festival, you got the James Barker Band, Shantaya, Brody Seaver, so many other amazing artists going to be performing down there. Have you worked with any of them before?
Oh, yeah, James Barker Band. They're from my area. So I was born and raised in Barrie, Ontario. But when I was, oh, I don't know, 5, 6 years old, we moved out to Alberta. I was raised mainly in Camrose. So I've got, you know, the prairies in me. But James Barker Band are from the area here. And the great guys living in Nashville now, setting the world on fire. But they're awesome. We actually did Boxcar Festival with them in the East Coast last year. And for me, it's a big treat to work with guys from my province. But regardless, they're you know, one of Canada's best bands, and just hit after hit.
And you kind of touched upon Saskatchewan, what it's like to perform here. There is so much amazing talent, not only in the province here, but the entire country. There is just country music talent everywhere from West Coast to East Coast. Through your eyes, what is the talent like? We're just as good, and if not better, right?
We're talking about if not. Yes, we are better. We're setting the pace. I mean, you know, I lived down in Nashville for many years, and really it's just Canadians have taken over the whole place, and it's the best. And the thing is, we, as far as musicians, have to be tougher because we're dealing with all the winter and all this stuff. But then on top of that, to tour this place, we've got one highway, runs east to west. Like, it's hard to make a living as a touring musician in Canada. But we also have our very own thing. And I've always said this about Canadian artists. It doesn't matter if it's music or acting, whatever it is. But when we have people contribute to the arts, they don't just join that part of the arts, they revolutionize it. So look at everybody from John Candy to Bryan Adams, Anne Marie. I mean, they didn't just, you know, become part of the musical landscape. They set the pace for the next generation. Neil Young, yeah, like you name it. Mm-hmm. There's something in the water up here for sure.
Had something in the water most definitely up here. Jason, how excited are you to be performing in Humboldt, and what are you excited most about?
I'm pretty excited because the night before I'm going to be in Calgary. It's the CCMA Hall of Fame induction, so very honored for that. And then it'll be my first time as a CCMA official Hall of Famer playing in Saskatchewan. So that's one thing. I guess the other thing is, you know, going through, you know, all the hits over the years. We'll play some Roadhammer songs, of course, but all my stuff, Born Again in Dixieland, I Feel a Sin coming on. And yeah, and just really getting to connect with the fans around that region.
Yes, of course. I was going to ask you if you're going to play some hits from the Roadhammers. And, of course, congratulations on the Hall of Fame induction. That's got to be exciting to any Hall of Fame induction, right?
Any recognition. You'll still be doing this after this many years. I mean, I'm the old guy now. So that's the other cool thing, you know, getting to work with the James Barker Band and seeing this next generation of artists coming up. It's really, really cool. And it's nice to be part of the industry and still working with, you know, these young guys. And but really getting out and seeing, you know, fans of all ages, because, you know, I have kids. My daughter's 17. She really loves traditional country music. And, you know, that's something that's part of the landscape of growing up as the youth on the prairies, right? Like, you know, you love all the new stuff, you know, Hardy and all this stuff, but you love George Strait. And so that whole thing makes up country life. And we're just the soundtrack to that. It's good to be part of it.
Definitely something special about music festivals here in Saskatchewan. Jason, thank you so much for calling in here this afternoon, and good luck with the Living Skies Music Festival.
Oh, it's going to be great. Living Skies is going to be a party of the year. Can't wait to see y'all with the James Barker Band.